Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, here's the word of the fall. It's sesquicentennial. Say it with me.
Sesquicentennial.
There we go. We're trying to get people. In the last week, people have said, what? What are you talking about? It's Roseburg's 150th birthday coming up here in October. We're going to talk more about it today. Shelley Briggs Loosley and Sarah Holborough behind the scenes working on putting a lot of different things together. Some people even in the past week told me they were surprised Roseburg was that old.
It's pretty hard to believe that Roseburg has come this far in 150 years, and so much rich history, deep roots, and it's been interesting on the committee to learn more about the history. Constantly, I'm learning new, fun details about our founder, our early days, historical buildings and places, different aspects of how our community came to this amazing place in October 2022.
And Shelley, being on the city council, I imagine that you've gone back and read information from every city council meeting in the past 150 years getting ready for this.
Absolutely, Kyle. How did you know?
Or not, yeah.
Yeah, right? Right.
But what kinds of things have you learned even so far about this process, about Roseburg, that maybe you didn't know?
Oh, a lot. But I wasn't prepared to answer that question, but I'm learning how to say sesquicentennial.
I think it's going to be pretty fun to listen to our local kids try to say sesquicentennial and then try to get them to say it five times fast. I bet we could have some pretty cute little videos, but that will be a very familiar word in everyone's vocabulary in October and hopefully throughout the year ahead. We really hope that these events really connect the community in a way that inspires volunteerism, community connection, and engagement throughout the year ahead. Really get us into our next 150 years with a renewed sense of Roseburg pride, passion, community spirit. And that's really what the planning committee is all about, is honoring the past, celebrating the present moment, and building a future for all of the generations to come.
So, Shelley, how did you get involved in all this?
Perfect segue from Sarah. There's an informal group in town that meets periodically, the Visionaries. And in that group, they realized the birthday was coming. Someone needed to put on an event, one event. I was invited to the meeting, and as I walked out, it was a month of events, which wasn't quite what I signed up for, but here we are. And so there was a tourism symposium that Experience Roseburg was putting on. I went to it and invited people there to give me their business card if they were interested. So we formed the committee.
Shelley is very hard to say no to, and she knows so many people. I heard her just working the room. You have to be involved. This is going to be such an exciting celebration. And she was able to pull together a really wonderful, diverse group of community members to kick off the planning. We all realized that we were very much behind the eight ball on planning an event of this size, and we wanted to be sure to really capture the moment and make sure we were doing the 150 justice. So we had many voices at the table and have done our best to pull off events that reach as many community members as possible. Mm-hmm. These are family-friendly, community-focused events. And we just are excited to finally be at a point where we're talking about it and getting the rest of the community excited.
And Shelley, I imagine, you know, when you're talking about vision and ideas for the future, you're just getting through the, you know, past 2 years has been like its own struggle, and that's kind of everything that people have focused on. So the thought of, 150 years. I mean, a lot of people, you know, in more normal times, this probably would have been planned a long time ago and all that, but we've sort of had other things to deal with. So you've hit the ground and you've got a lot of things going on. Talk about some of the things that are happening.
Oh, we are going to start out on October 2nd with a party in the park. And before the party at 8:30, there will be a fun run and walk, 5K, family friendly. The first 150 finishers will receive a free T-shirt, compliments of Abby's Pizza. That will happen in the morning of the afternoon from 12 to 4, which is the party in the park, where there's going to be multiple games and activities for children, family friendly, entertainment on the stage, more on that later, and food trucks in the park.
Birthday cake.
Oh, ice cream, thanks to Umpqua Dairy.
Celebrating.
A big party.
Then we roll right into Roseburg's actual birthday. October 3rd is the actual birthday, and we will be celebrating that day with a time capsule. And Kyle, if anybody was listening last week, we're very excited to have people contribute to the time capsule. What they think represents our current moment in time. It will be buried somewhere. And that location is to be announced, but the time capsule will be a pretty cool project. If you're going to be at Party in the Park, there will be a station there for you to write your hopes and wishes for Roseburg at this milestone, and also your hopes for the future of our community.
So one thing, just based on some things I've seen happen other places, somebody needs to archive and write down where the capsule gets buried, because at the front end you don't want to necessarily tell people that, because then somebody will come along and just undig it. But up the road later, the reason I bring this up is I heard about a community back east, where they've got a longer tradition on the East Coast, where nobody literally there was nothing written down about where the thing was buried.
Couldn't find it.
This had happened pre-computer days and all that sort of thing. And so that was like its own, struggle about, there's a time capsule somewhere in town if anybody could find it, So I don't know. Just trying to avoid random digging around that would cause, problems with power and water lines and all that. So
we'll leave that with the city for 150 years later down the road. That will be their job.
Write it down. But you've gotten a lot of businesses involved and a lot of people pretty excited about it. What are some of the ways people can get behind this along with showing up on the 2nd?
Well, as Shelley and I have said, we want this to be a milestone that the entire community feels a part of, connected to. We were late to the game, but hit the ground running in the planning process. We're now getting the word out. It's not too late to be involved if you want to be. If you have an idea, something that your business wants to do, maybe you own a restaurant and want to have a Roseburg 150 special for the month of October, or you want to have your own little block party for your community. We are going to be highlighting all the different celebrations and events. We will have swag items that we will be distributing to local businesses, coasters for restaurants, stickers for your storefront windows. We just want to capture this moment in time and allow the community to see every single aspect that makes Roseburg such an incredible place that we're all so proud to call home. And we definitely want businesses to engage. We want to support our local businesses and have them be a part of the celebrations. One word that really sticks out to me when I think about Roseburg, especially over the past few years, is resilient. And part of our 150 celebrations is really celebrating how resilient we are and how much we've overcome over the past few years. So this is our moment to celebrate all that makes Roseburg so amazing. Our resilient business owners, our community members, our landscapes, the resiliency of our landscapes. And we're ready to connect with all of you local business owners and community members to be a part of all of the fun events and highlight as many of you as possible with our marketing efforts. So if you want to be more involved, please reach out to us at any time. We have a website. Shelley and I are always available to connect, hear new ideas. And there will be information on our website about how to really best be involved and connect with us.
All right, more when we come back. Roseburg 150 in the spotlight, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Ann Kubisch of the Ford Family Foundation on tomorrow's program. And we're talking about Roseburg 150 this afternoon with Sarah Holborough and Shelley Briggs Loosley. One of the things that really got a lot of people's attention at the beginning here is the run and walk that starts the day.
Yes, and it's really the true kickoff of our sesquicentennial celebrations. The 150 Run Walk is something you absolutely want to be at. We're excited to get our entire community moving. You do want to pre-register, Kyle, though, because the first 150 people to register will get a free Roseburg 150 t-shirt. We have all sizes for all ages, and those will be distributed at the event. The 150 Run Walk is going to be Sunday, October 2nd. Kickoff time is 8:30 a.m. at the Stewart Park Pavilion. Best part, Kyle, it's free of charge. We really want the entire community to come out, walk with your families, walk with your coworkers, go get your grandparents, bring them to the event. We will be kicking off very early in the morning. You can register in person, but if you want that free 150 t-shirt, you'll want to pre-register. And the best way for me to guide the listening audience to do this is to visit Thrive Umpqua's Facebook page. This family-friendly event is sponsored by Thrive Umpqua, YMCA of Douglas County, Adapt Integrated Healthcare, the Ford Family Foundation, City of Roseburg Parks and Recreation, the City of Roseburg, and Abby's Pizza. So Thrive Umpqua has the registration on their Facebook page, and you'll also be able to find it on the Roseburg 150 website, roseburgturns150.com. So be sure to get registered. We will be moving and grooving, walking, running. If you are in a wheelchair, come roll along with us. Shelley, where are we going to be moving and grooving? You know a little bit about the path.
We're going to be on the bike path. It'll be an out and back, so it'll be safe and not a lot of need for direction or traffic control. No traffic control.
And it's a 5K.
Yes.
There will be water and snacks and
goodies at the finish line.
Goodies at the finish line, swag bags, little prizes for all of our local youth that come out to walk and run with us. It's a great time to just come out and kick off celebrations and get your kids excited about all of the fun ahead.
Now, Shelley, you've worked with a lot of different things in the community during your time here in different organizations and all that. Why do you think kind of honoring the past and the looking at the present and even thinking forward, why do you think that's important for people in Roseburg to do right now?
You said earlier we've had an interesting couple of years. It's time to get back up and honor the past, get into the current, and then look forward to the future. Brighter days are ahead. Get positive and just go after it.
What are some of the things, and I don't remember what year you came here, but what are some of the things that you've seen that have changed for the positive during your time in Roseburg?
Promotion of tourism.
Absolutely, Shelley. I completely agree with that.
Yes, great growth in tourism and the response, of course.
Everybody has always appreciated how beautiful Roseburg is, our gorgeous landscapes, the rivers, how close we are to natural beauty. But I don't think that the rest of the world knew just how incredible Roseburg was until we started getting that word out about our businesses, our local breweries, the wineries, the downtown Roseburg businesses, arts and culture events, Umpqua Valley Arts, our special events throughout the year, graffiti, Half Shell. There are so many incredible things that make Roseburg the place that we love to live. It's a lot of the reason, I'm sure, Shelley, that you stayed here for so many years. It's funny. I always said that I'm leaving as soon as I graduate, but here I am raising a family here after experiencing the world. So I just am very honored to be a part of this planning committee. There is so much to look forward to in the future. All of our planning meetings, I am constantly amazed by the other community leaders. Shelley, I'm sure you feel the same about that.
We have a great team.
Yeah.
So, Shelley, when you came here, how many years did you initially think you'd stay in Roseburg?
I didn't think I would leave, actually.
So you'd already decided that?
Yes.
Okay, because sometimes people, like when I moved here, when I moved back, I lived here when I was a little kid, but when I moved back, I was here on the 1 or 2 year plan. And that's what when I met my wife, I told her, I said, yeah, year or two, I'll go back to Portland. And here I am. So, and a lot of people leave and come back. And the other thing that's interesting is how many people visit. You know, we hear about all the events and the different things, but I was talking to one of the guys from the Velo Club yesterday. They were out riding recently and came across a group of 50 people from California who come up here every year and just ride and do their own thing. They're not coming to an event, but they're just coming to enjoy the area. And I think there's a lot more of that going on than we always know about.
We have amazing roads for cycling, and that's what they've discovered, so they come and visit.
So we've got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What other things should people know about the sesquicentennial and the celebration and all that?
Save the date more than anything, Kyle. Check out the website, roseburgturns150.com. Make sure to mark your calendar for October 2nd for our run walk in the morning and party in the park. Roseburg's biggest party at Stewart Park will be going down in the afternoon. All of these events are family friendly, entertainment, food, activities for kids. And just a chance to get out and connect with your community members. Blocktoberfest will be the week after. There will be a community dinner at the Elks Lodge, Neowalla Parade, public art projects, volunteer-inspired projects, essay for youth projects. There's so much going on, so much excitement ahead. And just stay in touch with us on our website.
All right, out of time for now. We'll talk more about it in the future. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.